You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are those of Dave and his valued guests and are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening. Laughter is contagious. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, well, give it a rip, buddy.
Yeehaw!
Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage and another crisp one here on Saturday here in Toronto. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Al Gilman and myself. They call me the audience. We'll leave it there in case CRA's listening. How are you, Al? You're a bachelor this week. You're a bachelor.
I had to turn my heater on here in the basement. You know, it's a little frisky.
Let's not go there. So you've been doing the laundry all week because your lady's down in Florida.
Yes. You know, being a technical guy, I am. But I kept running back to the machine because I wondered if the timer was actually working. But I think I got it right.
What are you down to, like two pair of socks and two shirts?
No, just one shirt, actually.
Oh, very good. Listen, we got another great show lined up for you today. And it really is trying to get people psyched up for the spring and summertime. So we're going to have Amy Bradley on from Wayfair Insurance. She specializes in RVs. And believe it or not, it's 18 weekends until the May 2-4 weekend, eh?
And you got to do some preparation, I understand.
Oh, there's tons of stuff. Like, she'll get into it, but little things that you would never think of when getting your RV ready and your trailer ready, especially with tires. And she's got some interesting stories about what's going on. That's coming up. And if you're looking to trying to figure out what happened when we hit all this snow this week on Monday, we're gonna with your transmission, we're gonna have Gary McWhirter on from Mr. Transmission. Him and Al will be talking about some interesting stuff that you may have incurred while trying to drive on these side streets. Have you? What about your area? What are your side streets like?
They're okay, actually. It's really not a problem. Apparently, you know, I saw this on Google this morning. Apparently, the bike riders in Toronto are upset because the bike lanes are still not plowed. How many people are riding bikes in minus 20 friggin' degrees?
You know what? It's true. But I saw, not Monday, because everybody was should have stayed home, mm-hmm. but on Tuesday, I saw quite a few people down where we are, down by the Humber River Bridge, who were on their bikes, and the paths were clear. Can you imagine? Like, it was minus 25, right, on Tuesday. It really got cold.
Now, and I wonder, do they spray brine and put salt down on the bike lanes, too? Maybe we'll have to get our Crown Prince back, and he'll run a special on rust-proofing bicycles, eh?
Could be a brand-new business. speaking of saving money, we're going to have later on Elliot Silverstein, who's been on with us before, with CAA, talking specifically about MyPace, the company that Dave, I think, has shares in now. Mm-hmm. But there really is a trend now growing because there's a difference between MyPace and everybody else's that you see on TV or here on radio. So rather than me getting into it, he'll tell you more about how you can save a lot of money, especially if you have a couple cars and you're not really driving them that much, right?
We're seeing lots of that, I'll tell you. I sold lots of brakes, lots of batteries because of lack of use. And again, you know, this is how you can save some money. So it's a great product.
Did you sell a lot of batteries on Tuesday when we hit this real cold weather?
I did a couple, actually. But most of the battery issues are because people are leaving their cars parked. And, you know, they're really meant to be driven. And if you leave a car parked for 2 weeks, that's enough time to kill the battery.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I was on the phone with OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt, I think on Wednesday. So if we get time, I'll tell you about a story that's very lighthearted and relatively clean about somebody who was helping people out on the 401 when the snow just hit, because it was crazy. One of my neighbors, it took him, he lives in Markham, and he was driving home to Aurora. Mm-hmm. He left at 4 in the afternoon. You know what time he got home?
No.
11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah, I had a crazy ride in and back, and then had to go out again to take my wife for a PCR test. Which,
oh, right. Did she study?
She did, apparently, and we got there and back. But I felt bad, you know, because I did see somebody stuck, and a few people were there trying to help them push it out. But in the old days, I would have done it. But now that I'm reaching almost 70 and in a heart condition, the heck with it. I drove right past. Did feel bad, and I didn't wave. I just kept my head down.
Did they flip you the bird or what? All right. Stay with us. We've got some emails that have come in over the last week, and we'll get to that and more stuff with Mr. Transmission, CAA, and especially with Wayfair Insurance Group with RV tips, because spring's coming, believe it or not. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Right across Canada, and we want to thank everybody for the letters that are coming in, asking about Dave. He is still he's still getting down with that COVID stuff, and hopefully he'll be back. We hope in a couple of weeks, but you know, if anybody you know of anybody who's had it and recovered it, it knocks the living it knocks you out for a while.
Bejeebers, okay, bejeebers, I think you call it.
Hey, have a bejeebers, boy. Okay, so let me go into this first one with you.
Okay.
Because it was so cold, right?
How cold was it?
I knew that was coming. You're so unpredictable. All right. Here's the first question, Al.
Yeah.
Do you really need to warm up your car prior to driving it after a minus 20 degree overnight temperature?
Well, the truth is you do not really need to let it run for very long. The engine is designed to work at that cold temperature. I just, from my own comfort standpoint, I do sit there for a minute or two just to let things sort of warm up. And I make sure I wear my gloves on and everything. But in terms of the engine itself, no, it's fine. But our friends at Mr. T, actually, we can check back with them later. What they did tell me once, though, is that, let's say, for example, you live really close to the entrance ramp to the 407 or the 401. You don't want to, you know, just all of a sudden start up your car and bingo, jump on the highway and get it up to a fast speed, because your transmission fluid takes a long time to warm up, just like your engine oil actually takes quite a while to warm up. And because that transmission fluid, the viscosity makes a difference on how the tranny shifts, you do want it to be sort of up to operating temperature. So if you're going to be accelerating, do it very gently, take your time, and go that route. But on the other side of the coin, should I let my car warm up? You know, so many cars nowadays have automatic starters, which are great, provided that, and I'm not going to endorse the aftermarket ones you plug in, because we've seen lots of problems with those, especially the cheap ones that you could do it yourself. Cars have security stuff in them now, and most of the time it doesn't work. And if you take it to your garage later for a no start, he has no clue what to do, because the schematic for the car does not show your aftermarket car starter. So yeah, I know you got it at the tire and it was only $50 and your granny got it for your crisp for Christmas. Don't use it. Take it back and buy something that you can actually use. In terms of harming the car, no. As we know from talking to our friend at Car Generator, a car can idle for days on end, and it's not going to hurt the car at all. It uses hardly any fuel at all, and so there's no problem with that. But you do want to make sure that your car is locked, because you know what we do see a lot of times is, I know I see it in the morning when I go to Timmy's, you know, the people who leave their cars running outside, and I'm going,
yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's called a crime of opportunity, okay? That's where somebody goes by your car and said, ooh, buses aren't running today. I could use a warm car to drive to work.
Have you ever seen that? I mean, it's not so much going to, whether it's Tim's or whoever else, but people, if you only have a single car garage and your car that's got to be the first one out is on the driveway and you're starting it from the house inside, mm-hmm. I mean, they could get into it and just, hey, thanks for the ride. What happens with that from insurance point of view? You know,
I did look it up. You know, because I was always under the thought that it wasn't covered, which kind of made sense. I'm thinking, if you're stupid enough to leave your car running in the driveway with the doors unlocked, you know, someone steals it. Well, big deal. But actually, it is a myth. So your auto insurance will cover your car if it's stolen while it's left unlocked or the keys left inside. However. If you've got a whole bunch of good stuff in the car I was going to say a box of 8-track tapes, but I haven't used those in a long time. But if you have any personal possessions inside the car, you have to make sure that they're covered by your homeowner's insurance, because the homeowner insurance is who's going to pay or what's going to pay for that stuff. So there you go. So they will pay for it, but I think it's dumb. Besides the fact that, first of all, your car's gone. So how are you going to get to work that day? How many days do you think it's going to take for the police to find it, if they are? Because, you know, they have these the guys now that have these breakers, they can get into your car electronically. Those cars never appear again. So you could lose your car altogether, especially if you drive an Lexus or a Honda. They steal those cars all the time. They put them in containers and they send them abroad and you never see them again. And because there's shortages, well, there may not be another car for you to even get. So, you know, all kinds of stuff going on with that. But again, if you've got a factory unit, you know, what happens is this. As soon as you if you try to get in the door, the door is going to be locked. In fact, that's the first thing you have to try first, is click the door button twice and then hit the auto start, and then it works.
Beauty. Now, you were just talking about Mr. Transmission and the problems you've had with maybe it being this cold in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to talk to Gary McWhorter next. I'm Mr. Transmission, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
It's a cold one, Stevie. This is Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Alan Gelman, and with me, I've got Gary McWhorter from Mr. Transmission. And if you're driving up Yonge Street and you're just south of the hill, on the right side, you're going to see an orange and white and black building, and that's the home of Gary. How are you, Gary?
I'm great, Alan. Top of the morning to you. And Mr. Audience, hello.
Very good. Hello there, Gare.
Well, all right. We just had, needless to say, a crappy couple of days. It was freezing cold, and we got tons of snow. And I got to tell you, my car was not happy about trying to get through the hill and get into my garage. It made so many noises. I think I broke it. Tell us, Gary, what do we do?
Well, remember, don't break it completely if you want to leave it running and have it stolen, okay?
There you go.
Make sure there's a bit of drive left. But that brings me to a good point. The traction control, that's something that's great in the snow and bad weather conditions, especially on all-wheel drive vehicles. Mm-hmm. What it does is it prevents wheel spin. So in most cases, the traction control can transfer the torque. If one of your wheels is spinning, it transfers the torque to the other wheel that has better traction.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you get stuck in deep snow or an unplowed driveway, most vehicles need a bit of wheel spin to get unstuck.
Well, it's kind of a rhetorical statement. I mean, you know, you're saying you do want your wheels to spin. Is that right?
Well, in regular driving, you're going down Yonge Street or whatever, it'll prevent wheel spin. But if you end up in a snowdrift or stuck in a side street, you might need a bit of wheel spin. So vehicles that have a traction control off button or capabilities to turn it off, you can get unstuck with a bit of wheel spin.
Now, do all cars have that or not?
Not all cars. I used to have a Buick, and it was kind of hidden. The traction control off button was hidden down below the steering wheel, almost halfway to the hood release. So
that's
they kind of hide
it
for those that don't know how to use it.
Well, now, like in most cases, when the salesman delivers a car, if you get a car that way, half the time they don't explain what's going on with it anyways.
Right.
Actually, one of Dave's favorite expression is RTFM, okay? And we always laugh about that. When people come in thinking that the car's broken, for example, how often have you seen where the guy will say, my windows don't work? Well, because you have the switch off. Okay.
Exactly.
or I can't get out of the back seat. Well, you've got the child lock on. So these are something that it's important because, and then this is something that you have to look at. It's like waiting for a flat tire to learn how to change it. You want to learn about this stuff prior to the bad stuff happening.
Yeah. Well, when I say wheel spin, don't get me wrong. I don't mean turn it off and 5,000 RPM pedal to the metal wheel spin. You know, you get the smell of burning rubber and you go back and forth slamming your transmission between drive and reverse. I'm talking just a gentle rocking it back and forth. You know, keep in mind that the transmission is your friend. And in these conditions, don't break it, you know. If you get it stuck, just gently back and forth and back and forth, or call somebody, you know, family, friends, even a tow truck. It seems expensive and inconvenient if you're in a snowdrift, but it's just a drop in a bucket, if you will, or the tip of the proverbial iceberg compared to the cost of or inconvenience of having your transmission replaced or repaired, you know?
Exactly. I don't know how often we try to sell people winter tires. They're going, if you know how to drive, you don't really need them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what my dad used to say.
All right. So let's say you beat the crap out of your car trying to get it home last week. Did you do any permanent damage, and how would you know to the tranny?
Well, I got a shop full of it. You come on up and see. I've got plow trucks that have had, you know, a lot of these plow trucks have been sitting for most of the year. Like landscapers haven't really been working full tilt, and they go neglected. I had a plow truck this week. It had a bad cooling line. Both cooling lines were rotten from just sitting and not being used. And then a bit of a drip here and there. And you go to use the tow truck for 5 or 6 hours, bang, the thing runs out of fluid and ends up on a tow truck. The transmission's wiped out, needs cooling lines and everything. It's thousands of dollars.
Of course. And his customers are screaming because he doesn't have a vehicle to use. And,
exactly.
Show that happens after that. So there is preparation that people can do. There's maintenance that people can do. And it's not a whole lot of money, and it's certainly not inconvenient.
No, it's the little things you got to keep on top of, you know.
All right, if people want to take care of that stuff, where's your store? What's your phone number?
We're right on Young Street in Richmond Hill, just south of Major McKenzie. My number is 905-884-6663.
Right, and so even though your manual may say you don't have to ever service your tranny, that's really not the case, eh?
They say in extreme conditions, and hey, we're right in the thick of extreme conditions, you know?
All right, Gary, thank you very much. Have a great day, and good luck with your tranny work. Make sure that it's sitting on the hoist properly. Don't you hate it when that salt water drips in your face? That's horrible. All right, take care. Have a great weekend.
Have a great day.
All right. After the break, we're going to be talking to Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance. Let's think of the spring. Let's think of the summer. What a change. We'll be right back.
And remember, anytime you can go to our Facebook page and send in your questions. We get a lot of those on the Saturday morning. Facebook.com/Dave's Corner Garage. And we want to be positive today. So here's some good news. Look at your calendar, if you can find one. We're 2 months away from the first day of spring.
Oh, hey, beautiful.
Pretty good.
I saw my daytimer. Groundhog Day is coming up soon.
Yeah, because that's always accurate, right? All right, listen, speaking of spring, we have a great lady in from Wayfair Insurance. It's Amy Bradley. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm excellent. How's everyone doing?
Good. Listen, we've got some interesting stuff to get through because we had a lot of people writing in about who have RVs and trailers and they want to get, you know, the bugs getting into them. So we said, you know what, we're going to have Amy on this weekend. She can talk about it. So what's going on with people who have, you know, bought an RV, say, a year ago, and now the RV's finally arrived? What are you seeing as far as any safety protocols at the dealerships now?
Well, do you know what? I'm just going to jump into what you guys were talking before. It's 18 Saturdays to May 2-4 weekend. So this is the bug that everyone's out. Awesome. But the safety protocols.
So do we need to make those reservations now, or are they already booked?
No. Do you know what? If you're looking at a provincial park, you can book 5 months in advance. So right now, if you wanted to, so January, February, March, April, May, you're already coming up to the May 2-4 weekend. So you can start booking now. And I suggest you get on bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning, and start entering in which camp date you would like. So we go camping in Algonquin Park in August. So we'll start entering in on the website come March. So keep that in mind. So if you're already thinking you want to go May 2-4 weekend to a provincial park, start logging into the website now. And
all right,
for
super.
Your,
now back to the
yeah.
If they've called you and said your RV is ready to be picked up or for you to see it, can you just drive down to the dealership? What happens?
No. So you guys have to be careful, especially now. Mm-hmm. With the majority of your dealerships, you have to make an appointment. You just can't walk in anymore. You want to make sure that you do have your masks. And some of the dealerships now are putting in the protocols that you have to be vaccinated. So what I suggest, call the dealership before you go. So if you're ready to pick up, they've called you, make your appointment. If you're looking for a new trailer, you just can't show up at the dealership. You have to make an appointment. But I'll let you know today, for anyone that's got the bug that wants to see their trailer, Campkins over in near Myrtle, so the Oshawa-Durham area, they are actually having an open house. Well, I shouldn't say an open house. It is their virtual live event. You don't need appointments this weekend for them. So you can go today. They're open till 7, tomorrow 10 to 4. So if you've got that bug out, check out Campkins, because all of the trailers are open. Now, just make sure when you go see those dealerships, give them a shout. And if you want to know a dealership that's close to you and what their protocols or their phone number, check out the ORVDA website and you just plug in where you are and all of those dealerships will pop up for you. And I'll say the ORVDA is your Ontario Recreational Vehicle Dealer Association.
Whoa, that's a mouthful. Listen, Amy, we got some questions that have came in during the week. So one of them is from a guy who lives up in just north of Innisfil, and his RV has been out for the winter outside. He hasn't is not at a campsite. So he wants to know about he's got snow, like a lot of snow on the top of his vehicle, and his tires are a little bit low. So what should he be looking at as far as maintenance?
So when you are doing the winter storage outside, your winter maintenance, and I'm going to say this is my dad approved because I have to go through everything with him. So this is dad approved tire storage. So when you put your trailers away for the winter time, you have to do the inside, you do your outside, the caulking, but some people miss their tires. You want to make sure your rims, your tires are clean. Get that dirt, sand out of the rims of your tires. You want to make sure your tires are overinflated a bit because in the cold, everything shrinks. And what you're trying to do is to prevent the bottom tire of going flat. So to do that, make sure your PSIs, I will say like maybe five pounds over to make sure. And the snow load on top, that will put extra pressure on your trailers. I know trailers are to take a little bit of snow, but not with the dumping we just had. So make sure you get over there and get a brush to brush off the top of your trailer for the snow. And one thing you want to make sure is watch your vents, because in this gosh darn cold, if you hit those vents, they're going to break on you. So make sure you don't tap the vents and crack them or break them, because then you're going to have to get on top of that roof and don't fall. If you do, tuck and roll.
So you have damages. So you've looked at it. You've screwed up your vents. They've cracked, because it's going to happen. And or your awnings are frozen. You try to pull them off with a hairdryer and that didn't work. So what happens if you have damage? Like, what should people do?
Well, if you are with us, with Wayfair Insurance Group, we have snow load, which covers your RV. So I know people put it on your home and auto, which is fine, but you've got to ask the question, are you covered for snow load? Because if not, because the snow, especially with the dumpings that we get and the ice and everything, it will buckle your trailer or pull apart the top where your caulking is. So that's why in the summertime, you also want to make sure you double check your caulking in the summer when you open up. But that's another day.
So, okay. Listen, we've got a couple more emails that have come in. But just to go back a few seconds ago, there's a couple interesting websites that listeners should really try and hit on. This kind of sounded kind of weird. If you're getting ready for an RV and trailers for the summer, one is the Explorer RV Club, which is www.explorerrvclub.com. And the other one is ORVDA, which is the Ontario RVDA.ca. Those are great websites to get on. It gives you all the information. And you guys have got a really cool idea coming up in February. I'm just going to sit back and pretend I have a beer in my left hand and a fireplace going. What are these things called, Amy?
I love it. Yes. So we partnered up with your RVDA. We're hosting our fireside chat. Because the shows are being canceled right now with ORVDA, which are your spring shows, we're hosting the fireside from from the beginning of February. So every second Thursday all the way to April, we are hosting them. Our first one's going to be Jamie Russell, who is going to talk about your RV spring preventative and maintenance. That's our first one. So then if you have any questions, these are live. And did I tell you they're free events? You just join up on wayfairinsurance.com and you register for free. And as well, for joining, we have an awesome giveaway. It's $1,000 gift certificates to Campkins RV. So if you're wondering where these shows at, where are the seminars that you're missing, come to our fireside events starting February 10th, and then they're all Thursdays, I'll tell you. And then March, the second week, which is Thursday, and then we have April, our last one, which will be the 14th.
Well, we can put that on our website. Go ahead,
Amy. Question: is it like a Zoom kind of setup, or I won't be able to ask questions at that time? Do I have to email them in?
You'll have to it's a Zoom setup, and just email them in, and we have our marketing department that will be sending them to myself and to Natalie with the ORVDA to ask Jamie questions, and then our second one's going to be a concert with Jenny Michelle, and I'm going to be talking on that one. Then our third one is going to be, it's going to be a surprise, our third one, come March.
All right, and question, of course, for people who are, this is their first motorhome or travel trailer that they're getting, your regular insurance is not good enough then, right? You need to get extra coverage.
You do. See, a lot of people think it's cheaper. I can add it to my home. I can add it to my auto, which is fine and dandy. But we specialize in your RVs. So your motorhomes, travel trailers, park models, we specialize in it. And it's a standalone policy. So if you have a claim, it's not going to affect your homeowner policy. We pay enough as is. It's not going to affect your auto, because when you're at those campgrounds, and it happens to everyone, happened to my dad. He backed up the unit, and he hit a tree. You know what? Don't stress over it. I said, Dad, don't stress over it. Get a drink. Relax. Because it's not going to affect your auto, because that's called an at-fault accident, because you hit something, and your rating will not go up. And you know how I stated with the snow load? If that snow buckles your trailer, you still have some contents that you stored in there. We have contents coverage for items usual to your unit. Plus, if it's attached to your auto, they'll tell you the liability's extended. Well, it's only extended while you're hooked up to your auto. With us, we also include your premise liability. Because you know when you're at the campground, you're allowed one vehicle, and then you have to go to the parking lot, right? Well, you unhook from your truck or your car, and that's where we come in. So you are fully covered. And we also have water.
Amy, listen, kiddo, we got to jump in and we got to go. But we'll have you back on in a few weeks, get you ready for the fireside chats. So if you want to find out any more information about getting your RV and your trailer all ready for summer, Go to waferinsuranceglobe.com, and you'll be finding out all that information. We'll keep you up to date because we got to get rid of this white stuff. Amy, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time around, all right?
You too, everyone. Enjoy your Saturday.
All right, coming up next, speaking of saving money, MyPace through CAA. We'll be talking with Elliot Silverstein right after this. Stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. You know that over the last year and a half, we have had this gentleman on many times talking about CAA's MyPace. So we thought we'd get him back on again. Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Listen, with everybody sort of back into a mini lockdown and really not driving much anymore, we've getting a lot of emails and people into Facebook about, okay, what is the CAA MyPace all about? And really, what separates it from the rest of the competition? So you want to elaborate on that for us?
Absolutely. So there is a growing interest and a growing movement around user-based insurance, which is really looking at driving habits and different behaviors and that being factored into auto insurance. The big distinction with CAA MyPace is that it is an opportunity for drivers to save money simply based on how much they drive. Full stop right there. It is not based on, you know, speeding, braking, other factors. This is an opportunity with MyPace to help people pay their insurance based on how much they drive. So if you're driving only a few thousand kilometers a year on a car, you're only going to pay in 1,000 kilometer increments so that you could see considerable savings, upwards of about 50% based on your driving habits, especially during a pandemic.
And, you know, along that line too, it's like, it looks like typically, well, you know better than I would, what is typically the average number of kilometers people are driving now in a given year with the pandemic?
You know, it's really tough to say because, you know, again, people are having different habits. We're seeing anywhere, you know, some people are saying, you know, anywhere from about 20 to 40 to 50% of driving reductions because they're driving more around their communities. They're not having their 5 day a week drive to their offices and so forth. So, you know, while people are still out and about doing their activities or doing their shopping and navigating in their local areas, it is very different. And the longer excursions are happening less frequently now. So people are beginning to sit back and say, okay, I'm paying 100% of the costs of insurance, but I'm only using my car a fraction of the time. So with CAA MyPace, the beautiful thing is that you get 100% of the coverage based solely on how much you drive. So you're only paying a portion, but having that comfort that you're protected at all times.
That's interesting because some of the emails we've had in saying they were looking into it, but they weren't sure if it's completely covered like a typical insurance policy would be. So it would be covered 100%.
You would be covered absolutely, you know, throughout the, as long as your policy is active and up to date, you are fully covered. And that's one of the wonderful things because some people during the pandemic, they decided to scale down their insurance or take insurance off of a vehicle, which is risky because then you have to remember to put it back on and make sure you're covered before you drive again. Here with MyPace, if you sit at home and your car is sitting idle for 4 or 5 days, you know, if something were to happen at your residence, you know, if somebody were, you know, experience a break-in in your driveway, you're covered. If you have other situations that happen, you're covered. But also if you get back in the car and drive to the convenience store and back and something happens, you're covered as well. So really, this is an opportunity for us to go forward and say we're trying to tailor a product around people's lifestyles. And, you know, it's for those who drive 12,000 kilometers or less annually. But for a lot of people, that's become the habit these days is driving less than 12,000.
Yeah, it's like I get in the car and I turn it on going, I remember you. You know, it's been a while. What about areas? Because typically, I think in the, you know, in the GTA and most of Ontario, is that the majority of people are going to have, if they can, a couple of cars. So what about if I wanted to look at MyPace for like more than one car? How does that work?
So you can look at it, you know, so for example, if you're a two-car household and say you have one vehicle that is driven more for families and say you drive 20,000 kilometers, that could be on a standard insurance plan. And if you have a car that is used more recreationally and only you use it, you know, 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000 kilometers a year, you can move that to MyPace. So you actually would find a significant savings so that the vehicle that's used less often would yield a significant amount of savings because right now most people are paying full 12-month coverage or the cost of 12-month coverage on both vehicles. So for those who have that situation, certainly it's worth talking to an agent or to a broker and getting a quote because really you lose nothing by asking the questions.
Absolutely. You know, and we're always we tend to be scared about, you know, you get that the thick envelope in the mail, right? And then I just want to see one page, like how much am I paying for the year? And that's why I wanted to reach out to you and we'll talk, you know, off air about a package with CAA because my insurance, and I've hardly driven the car like most people who are listening, has gone up 11%. So I phoned my broker and I said, like, what's this all about? Like, nothing's gone up. So if you're looking for getting a quote from your broker before, I would recommend doing that and then calling you guys. And what kind of discounts, knowing the people who, age-wise anyway, who listen to the show, what about retiree discounts for people who are not working anymore?
So there are a variety of discounts that are available, and CA Insurance and CA MyPay specifically, you can get that directly through CAA or through a series of brokers across Ontario. So you have that flexibility as well. But there are a variety of discounts. If you're a CAA member, you're entitled to a discount. You're entitled to a discount if you have winter tires on your vehicle. There's different types of discounts that can be applied, which is why I think that as you go through it, and we always recommend people to do a status check on their insurance coverage. Talk to your agent or broker. Understand what's out there, because some things may have changed and you may not be getting the full roster of benefits that you may be entitled to. So, you know, again, we're still at the beginning part of the year. We're still part of the time frame of resolutions. And for some, maybe it's, you know, take that time, look at your policy, make that phone call, because you may be able to save yourself a considerable amount of money and still have the full coverage that you enjoy right now.
You make a good point, too, because in so many of the commercials that you watch, whether on television or here on radio, it's all about, you know, you go online and you get a quote. And it's like, looks really, really easy. But at the end of the day, you need to still connect one-on-one with a real person. And that's what I like about CAA, because when you call, you're actually talking to somebody as opposed to going to a voicemail. And what are some of the, you know, going into this new year that we're in right now, what are some of the early indications that people are asking that they may not have asked maybe 3 or 4 months ago?
You know, I think what we're seeing right now is with the latest round of the closures, you know, people are really beginning to rethink things. I think with inflation happening, you know, again, these are the things where people are saying, okay, what are my costs going to be? You know, how can I bundle? Because, you know, again, people have that opportunity to talk to their insurance companies and say, can I get my home and auto put together and see some additional savings that way? I think people are looking for efficiencies. They're now, you know, we're into our third calendar year with this pandemic, and people are realizing that, you know, it wasn't as short-term as some may have thought it would be. And they're now they're looking at ways to find some savings, or that their lifestyles may have changed. They're not going to return to work 5 days a week, you know, at their office. So I think right now people are having that moment where of reflection, where they're saying, okay, here are my costs, here are my expenses, what can I do? And that's why we've seen such a significant interest in CA MyPay, because it is the solution. We are the only insurance company in Canada to offer this type of program. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot of interest and people moving over, because it provides a valuable solution in a time of need.
And it's also an experience that I've had. It is flexible. So if you want to change it throughout the year, you can.
And absolutely.
That's a very cool thing. All right, listen, thanks for this. If people want to find out more information, how can they get it online?
Best place to go is caamypace.com.
All right, listen, you take care of yourself, stay warm, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you going down the road. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and keep in mind, yes, it is 2 months from here, and we'll be in spring. compared to what all that junk that hit us on Monday. And one of the emails that came in, Al, was somebody wrote in saying, you know, I keep my car parked in the driveway in the wintertime. And when I got up on Tuesday morning or Monday morning, I had all the snow packed in the side of my rims and the tire. And I was just driving around and all of a sudden it started shaking. What's the cause of that?
That is exactly what you said, Steve. It's the ice and snow packed in. I had a guy come up. I made it to work on Monday. I should have just gone and stayed home, but I did go to work. And I had a fellow come in with a late model Acura. And he said, you know, I got to tell you, all of a sudden when I was driving it in, and it was doing it at a low speed, I was only going 50 kilometers, which scared the crap out of him. Because normally if you've got a balance problem on your tires, you don't really feel it until you get up to about 80 or 90 or more kilometers an hour. He said this car was shaking the wheel right out of my hands at 50 Ks. So he'd got out of the car thinking that, well, maybe he had a flat tire, but they all looked like they had air, so it wasn't that. And he couldn't understand it, because from the outside, unless you look close, you really don't see it. But people don't realize that, especially if the snow is packed, it only takes an ounce or two of ice or snow to really throw that out. So what you can do is, first of all, you can grab your snow brush and see if you can push it out and see if that gets any better. Or if the car wash is open and it's not minus 100 outside, go to the car wash and go for the wheel scrub, and it will or should push out the ice or snow that's packed in there. And then when you get back on the road, you'll see it that the vibration is gone, just like magic.
Does it, like, how much damage can it do?
It doesn't do any damage, really.
No, not when you're at the car wash, but if you don't take the snow out of the rims, like, what kind of damage could come to your car?
Well, you know what? It shakes so violently that you wouldn't stop. I mean, you know, I can't imagine people would drive it long like that. It would scare the bejesus right out of them. Yeah, you're right. You're not going to be driving it to Buffalo with the car shaking that bad.
Well, unless you get good tickets.
But who knows? But the chances are, if you go faster, 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 maybe it'll just get itself right out.
Okay, quick story that I had to relay, because I was talking to OBP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt on Tuesday, because he had a long day Monday. This guy driving along the 401 eastbound Monday, with everybody jammed on the highway. He gets past just a little bit east of Leslie Street, and he can't move. Like, there's hundreds of cars. We all saw it on TV everywhere. And he's driving a truck that has porta-potties on it.
Yeah.
So he thinks, you know what? He's sitting there like 5, 6, 7 hours. Everybody else is. They've had their coffee. Mother Nature kicks in.
No way.
So he takes the forklift that he had in the back of the truck, takes 4 porta parties out, puts them on the snowbanks, and he sits back in his truck and he's thinking, okay, let's see what happens. All of a sudden, people start opening up their doors, going over there, and he put them back up, and away he went. So good, some great stories over the Monday of what people were doing, you know, helping other driveways get cleaned, and you're a good Samaritan. Did you do anything decent? You're a decent man, Al. What'd you do Monday?
I went to work and I helped some customers out, primarily just on the phone, just doing, you know, like when you go to see your doctor, it's just a phone visit now.
I know, it's crazy. You try, like, a specialist goes, we're going to do a virtual call with you now. Well, listen, you got to see some things. Like, you can't do it, but that's what we're into. Listen, we've had a lot of people have been writing in during the show, especially with Amy from Wayfarer, whose mother wrote in saying, my daughter talks too much. No, it's not true. So here are a couple really important websites.
Steve, it's genetic anyway, so why would she be saying that?
Don't go down that road. She'll kill you. So if you're truly into getting ready for your RV and getting the trailers out, here are some cool websites for you. One is the Explorer RV Club, and their website is www.explorerrvclub.com. That's one. And the other one that we'll post on our Facebook page today are these fireside chats that are coming up February, March, and April. And that website is www.OntarioRVDA.ca. So there's some really cool things coming up. This fireside chat with Wayfair is going to be a good idea. And I know what you're going to be doing. You'll be thinking it's like Bob and Doug McKenzie.
How's that?
I vision you sitting with Amy and two other people going, you know what? You just see it with a stubby. Stubby. Yeah.
The interesting thing was, too, about Wayfair Insurance Group. And if you haven't had a trailer before, you do want to check out their site, wayfairinsurancegroup.com, for that extra coverage that your normal house policy won't give you. I want to thank Gary McWhorter for Mr. Transmission. If your tranny's acting funny, go by for a free road test or go to mrtransmission.com to find a store near you.
And next week, we're going to have Darren Boston's in from Triangle Tire, talking about if you are doing some trailers, the kind of tires that you need from Triangle, and some other things, wear and tear with all the snow. He'll be on with that. And a lot of talk about what's going on with people who are getting close to 80 and they still want to drive. So we've got an interesting concept with that I hope you can tune in for. So on behalf of Al, this is me, the audience. We wish you a great, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dave's Corner Garage.
If your alcohol content is at 80, you shouldn't be driving anyways.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Just a minute with Dave Reniger from Dave's Corner Garage. Today we're talking with Darren Bossens from Dynamic Tire. Darren operates a massive warehouse in the northern part of the city, and they brought in a new brand called Triangle Tires. Triangle's statement is tires for life. Darren, can you explain?
Absolutely, Dave. Tires for life kind of refers to the fact that we live our lives every day. We get into our cars, we drive to work, we travel, we run errands. Many of us drive to work and get into our trucks or a piece of a machinery we're operating. And then a lot of us get home and we hook up to our trailer and go snowmobiling or camping. Triangle Tires has tires for all aspects of one's life.
So basically tires from construction equipment to trailers.
And everything in between, yes.
How do we get more information?
Please go to trianglesforlife.ca.
You've been listening to Just a Minute. To hear more, go to our website, davescornergarage.com.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.